I was looking into your circus of illusion and your past. It's obviously a family affair, this magic and illusion. Can you give my listeners a little bit of an understanding how a person becomes an entertainer, entrepreneur in the international stage from their beginnings in Melbourne?
Sure. Well, show business is in the blood, as my grandfather and amazingly his grandfather were magicians and traveling showmen. My grandfather, who was my hero when I grew up, toured in the 1930s and 1940s with a silent movie and half silent movie, half magic show. So growing up, he became my hero. And he started to teach me, I guess, the tricks of the trade. And that's how I took on the family business, quite an odd family business, and now travel the world with all these different shows.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. There was, I didn't know that there was a young magician school.
That's right. The Young Magicians was like the Hogwarts of my day, where we were at the school of the traditions of magic in presentation and all the tricks that you do. I have great memories of that. And yeah, I grew up for many years at the Young Magicians Magic School, honing my craft with other like-minded people, which was also amazing too, to meet other young people who are interested in the same passion that I have.
Yeah, which is like a parallel universe, really. And I noticed that in your Instagram, you call yourself an entertainer, entrepreneur, illusionist, producer, father, adventure hunter. And it seems to me that being able to do magic is one thing, and to do a solo show is another. But you've taken it to a different level, haven't you? Because we're in the modern world.
That's right. I started out as the magician and traveling the globe with a magic act, an illusion show, going all throughout Asia and on the cruise ships and in the casinos. And then later on, stepped up the role as producer, where I started producing shows for these, hiring the showgirls, renting out the theatres, getting in the publicists and the advertising people. And I actually really love it, all the aspects of this business. It obviously was a step sideways, but I'm still on stage and I love that part of it because I'm involved in every single aspect. And the people I'm working with are my dearest and nearest friends, and they're the best in the business. So it's no secret sauce. I get great acts, great lighting designers, and brilliant dancers and costumes, and just, put them on a stage, set it right, and there's the recipes for success.
And it's a collaboration, isn't it? Because you're creating a total show that's like an art piece, but it's got individual parts.
There's lots of moving parts in the show, and that is exactly right. It is a collaboration. I always say I don't come up with all the ideas. I'm like the bus rider with the best people on the bus. So we all have the input, and it's up to me to decide which parts to use and how to set them and give the acts what they need. It really is a huge collaboration, and I love that part of it too. It's very creative, and seeing the end result. Which you can also, being in the show and on stage, just tweak finely, moving an act here or there, or cutting an extra 30 seconds just to make the show really pop. And yeah, I love working with the people in my team. It's one of the best things I have, the collaboration and hanging out with your best friends and creating these incredible shows on stage that we all love being part of. Everyone has input.
Now, you say stage, and that's something we'll return to, but TV's had a really big impact on creating your trajectory, hasn't it? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. A few years ago, I was on Australia's Got Talent, which is obviously a really big deal, and obviously a really big deal for an established act to go on because it was so scary. You're really putting yourself out there. If the judges say, this is old hat magic show, you live with that for years. So I was so scared to go on this show. Probably one of the biggest things that I did because really you're putting it all out there. And luckily, the judges loved me and it propelled me to a new level. So I started working all over Asia and the acts, we upped the acts up, got better illusions, and just as always, keep reinventing this craft and making it current, as you said, for today's audiences. It's amazing that magic and circus are still relevant, and I think more so than ever in this crazy world that we live in, because people want escapism. They want to get away from the everyday and they want to just, go, wow, it'd be amazing to fly or disappear or reappear. It really is having, it's more popular than ever.
It's interesting, isn't it? Especially if you think about it in a philosophical way, because it's about reality versus illusion. It's really quite important to people to be able to deal with both.
Absolutely. And really, the real trick, I always say, is making the audience disappear. What I mean by that is making their worries disappear, their bills, the family events that are going on, their work stresses. That all dissipates. And I love seeing a family there where the kids look up at the mum and dad with an expression of awe and go, "How did that happen?" And there's a connection between the audience and the performer on stage. That is the real magic of what I do, taking them away from their everyday, reconnecting them together as a group and letting them experience something that's very special.
One of the things that I was interested in is that you've just come from a Las Vegas show. I was really interested in the versatility of the venues that you use because, bigger, smaller, you're on cruise ships, and now you're at Crown for a couple of shows. The Palms at the Crown. This is a really interesting ability for your show to expand and contract, practically speaking.
It's part of the business too. You have to be versatile in this industry and work for those big casinos like Crown, the Palms at Crown, a beautiful venue. Just so is the State Theatre in Sydney. We also produce shows, absolutely glorious venues. And sometimes we're doing some regional because those people need to be entertained. So we're doing Geelong at the brand new Arts Centre there, the Playhouse, and also Canberra. A great market in Canberra as well. So you really have to be adaptable and flexible. And that goes with the team that I work with. And it goes, I guess, with years and years of experience in working in many different venues and not going, working out the challenges, I guess, at each venue. And I love that part too, because it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, well, it's pretty extraordinary, I reckon. Circus is just great. I love circus, but having it indoors and accessible at a reasonable price is actually great as well.
We've taken another tent and put it on the stage, and the ability and the things that you can do away from a circus tent, putting on a theatrical environment, is incredible. But we still bring elements. We bring our own. The backdrop is a tent, like a circus ring tent. So it still has that circus feel, and you can smell the popcorn while you're sitting there, but a lot more comfortable. There's no sawdust in at Crown. And also then the lighting and the special effects that we can do in that environment really ramp up the show. And what I love with it too, the balance of having the magic where you go, "How did they do that?" Whereas you see these incredible circus acts that have skills that you go, "In a million years, I could never do that." So they're a real great contrast in magic, which is fantasy, and the skill set that goes with a circus performer and years of experience. And they are world-class acts. And of course, top that with our ringmaster who keeps the show rolling along.
Yeah, so it's a melding of convention, tradition, and the modern world.
100%. It's made for today's audience, but still has those traditional elements. And the traditional elements are really great acts. You can't go wrong in a great setting. And the acts, like I say, are world class. Sasha Williams does a roller act. He was from Britain's Got Talent in the UK, and he is a daredevil act. And when you see his act, it's absolutely incredible what he can do on a stage. And I love seeing the audience gasp and scream because it looks like he's going to fall off. I think he's going to fall down.
Tell me, just as a matter of interest, I mean, in the Asian audiences and European audiences, they have a very high level of commitment to circus skills. How has your show fitted in with all those ideas?
It is the same. We have some fantastic facilities here in Australia. In Melbourne, we have the Nyka Circus School, and a lot of the acts start out there where they learn the basics of how to do it, the A to Z, with world class from around the world teachers who are teaching them the skills of the circus. And then added to that, they then go off and travel. Most of the acts I work with are over in Europe. They're over in Asia. They are the acts that are hired in demand around the world. I'm very, very lucky. I've worked with them all, so I only get the best of the best on stage, and they are of equal level. One of the things I'll say with Australian performers is they have I think, far better presentation skills. Asian acts are absolutely brilliant, but in my opinion, sometimes lack the creative and the presentation skills. Whereas in Australia, we have our own unique twist on the presentation, and that's really what sets the bar different.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. Have I asked you all the things that I should be asking you?
You've asked everything. All I could say is everybody needs, come one, come all, roll up to Circus of Illusion.